our installation crew is neat, clean, and professional. We provide service on all the products we sell and have replacement parts available. Stop by our showroom located on the northeast corner of I-25 and Highway 66, I-25 exit number 243. Experience our service and knowledge and see the best in home appliances from DCS, Fisher-Paykel, ASCO, GE, GE Profile, and others. Call us at 970-535-0980. That's 970-535-0980.
Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Michelle Tatro, and we're going to be talking about something I think every American should be concerned about, and that is the effort to number us from the cradle to the grave. In fact, one of the stipulations in the Office of Homeland Security legislation, when they rushed it through after the 9/11 attack, was every child was to get a Social Security number in the delivery room or in the nursery. Everyone is to be numbered. Now, back in 1936, when we started Social Security, a lot of Americans were concerned the government was giving us a number. Oh, they assured us that number will never be used for anything but Social Security. We're from the government. We wouldn't number you like the mark of the beast described in the Revelation. No, of course not. The Social Security number, you could trust us. Social Security number will never be used for anything at all, other than so we can provide money for you when you get old, and because we want to help you. Well, people don't understand that a government that can provide whatever you need has got to be able to take whatever you have, and this is how freedom has been lost down through the centuries. Getting people dependent on government and moving from a free society to a feudal society, and that's just the direction we're going. There is an elite that really want to control everything. They work through organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. You can name them all, the alphabet soup we discuss in our Brotherhood of Darkness, but behind that are dark and sinister spiritual forces. Well, our guest this morning is a mother who, like most people, probably wasn't too concerned about what was going on in the world until one day her child came home from school. And with that as the background, Michelle, why don't you take off and tell the story?
Well, it came about in January of 2005 when my then 13-year-old daughter was in eighth grade, and I picked her up from elementary school, junior high, if you will, and she got in the car and she was really angry and frustrating. She slammed the door and turned around and held this badge out at me around her neck and said, "Look at this. I've been reduced to a grocery item, a piece of meat, an orange." And first, all I saw was a school badge that they'd never been required to wear before, especially around their neck. And then I noticed there was a lump on the back, and I didn't know what it was, and she didn't either. Not suspecting anything, we just started talking about how awkward and cumbersome it was. Well, the next day she came home and said that there was something in these new badges that allowed them to track her. And that's literally when the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. And so we encouraged her to go to the school body president, and that the two of them approach the principal and tell them they didn't like these and that nobody else in eighth grade did. And after a couple of days, it became clear that wasn't going to happen. So we joined another couple and had a several-hour discussion with the principal and the president of this technology company and school board president and this other parents, and found out what they were meaning when they said tracking is that they were using radio frequency identification as the tracking device in the school badge.
And so basically then they would have monitors there, and this would trigger off so they would know where the child was at any time, that no one went to the bathroom, that know where they were, which classes they were in.
Exactly. They were monitoring them going in the bathroom.
And so every aspect of what the child was doing was being monitored by this wonderful RFID technology, which we've talked about before, which is soon, actually now they're putting it in Levi jeans, in that little leather strip on the back that says Levi. And Walmart is using this, because apparently at the present time it is primarily for tracking the boxes rather than the product itself. But the ultimate plan is to put it in everything so that when you're walking down the street, your underwear will actually be able to send a signal, and they'll know exactly who's wearing that underwear at any place in time. So, but anyway, of course, you have a meeting, they tell you what they're doing, and what was their explanation? Why is it so important to track girls going to the bathroom?
Well, they said that there was a vandalism problem going on in the bathroom, and we correctly pointed out that it only solved the question of who went into the bathroom, but it didn't solve the question of who might have been doing any vandalism.
So, in other words, what they always had an explanation, but it wasn't the real explanation.
It never really held water, and their explanation would change according to our objections. At one time, it was sold as an attendance test, and we pointed out that even though there were monitors above the classroom doors, it read the badges when they went underneath them, but you still had to verify that Billy didn't give his badge to Susie and go skip school. So you had to physically identify or verify that child really was there, just like you do when you take normal attendance anyway. And then they wanted to sell it as a safety program. Well, again, if you had an emergency on campus, say a fire, a fire drill, you still had to visually verify that that child was actually standing there, that his tag wasn't dropped on the ground in the rush to get out to the playroom. And when we did our research, we actually found out that somebody off campus that had a small handheld reader that's easily accessible could actually monitor these chips as they were on campus. And that's when we realized this certainly created a safety issue, not solved one.
And, of course, what was the real reason that the school was so interested in doing this? Weren't they getting money and the promise of money?
They were given a down payment, if you will, for testing this program. And then they were promised, after the test, for every unit sold in California and nationwide, that the school was going to get a kickback because the two inventors and the president of the company are in the small town that I live in.
And so this was really something they wanted to introduce into schools all over the country, and then the monitors, so that every school child then in America would soon be monitored by RFID they could pull this thing off.
Not just in America. They have plans of selling worldwide.
Well, do you think that those plans are still underway?
They have gloated that the media attention we brought by our fight did a favor to them broadcasting their name. I don't know that they have sold many more or where. I have heard from reporters asking me to verify this, but they're not offering up any secrets.
Well, the thing is that increasingly we're being told, oh, in hospitals, everybody has to wear a badge. After all, there might be somebody pretending to be a doctor sneaking in, examining patients. I will be back in just a moment. But increasingly in the hospital, notice, the doctors are all wearing a badge, so you'll know who they are. It's your family doctor, you can tell. He's got his name and picture on the badge. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Michelle Tatro, and she's telling the story of really what happened to her daughter. So the children are all being required to wear this little badge around the neck, and certainly the school board and the principal, everybody's much in favor of this because they're going to get money from this company that is pushing this. So then what happens? Now, obviously, they really don't care what the kids feel, the children feel. They don't care about the parents. They have an agenda, don't they?
Well, it appeared that way when we brought our concerns to them and showed them that they were actually creating a danger rather than solving any so-called problems that weren't there. I mean, it's a small town. We're not immune to any issues, but we certainly didn't think that this was appropriate, that despite parental objections, that they were required to wear this electronic homing device. So we started reaching out and looking for people who could help us. And we started with internet sources. We got in touch with a privacy professor actually out of Australia, and he turned us on to EPIC, Electronic Privacy Information Center, and EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation. And from there, we also got assistance from the American Civil Liberties Union in California.
And even though I don't like the ACLU, at least they are doing something rather than so many conservative and even Christian groups that are solidly behind whatever our administration wants to do, and certainly approves of all the tracking that's going on today.
So, it is amazing that with the similarity to the Mark of the Beast, we're not saying this is, but it sure looks like it has the potential to be that. It would be an amazingly efficient way to monitor and track people, because that's what this technology was developed for, is to monitor and track. And it started off in inventory. It is amazing that people have ignored this and don't accept the correlation that this is monitoring and tracking of human beings.
Well, anyway, so you're now you. I mean, just from being a mother and housewife, suddenly, why this is a cause? You see, it's important. You realize the spiritual significance of it. So then, what happens next?
Well, we pressured the school board into having a special meeting, and at that special meeting, there was media there. We gathered stories worldwide. At one time, there were 18,000 stories worldwide about our struggle in Sutter. And finally, the company, citing bad media, pulled out of the school. And we were really happy that we got it out of our elementary school, but visions of future abuse with this, we knew that if we didn't deal with this, it was going to crop up later in our lives, in our children's lives, even in future grandchildren's lives. And that's why we continued on. And I've been working with Senator Joseph Simidian, a Democrat out of the Simi Valley area, and we have a California Senate Bill 768 that we're working very hard to get through legislation this year.
All right, fine. So basically, things are lining up, and do you think we'll be able to get that legislation through?
We certainly hope so. We have run into roadblocks, as any legislation is going to happen. It's not going to be easy. We've had to give up a lot. And what we're asking now is that the citizens of California, where this legislation is affecting, would get behind their elected officials and tell them that they support Senate Bill 768 and that they don't want to have these RFID devices in things like their driver's license, their ID cards, that could broadcast sensitive information without your knowledge. And that's the big key that people don't understand, that you can have this RFID chip on your person in a piece of identification or in your clothing, and that somebody can read that and you'd never know that you've been scanned or read.
And they know exactly who you are.
Anything could be put on those chips, not just digital information, but even digital photographs.
Sure. And the thing is that this really is the wave of the future. This is what the totalitarians want, everybody to be numbered, everybody to be trackable. Now, of course, many of the major corporations would be imposing what you're doing because they really want to utilize this, don't they?
They are mounting a strong effort against us. But what people need to understand is that we're not asking for any commercial regulation, such as putting it on products. We're asking that there be a timeout until studies have been done showing whether this is safe or not. And so far the studies are showing it's not, that it is hackable. We're asking that this not be put on our driver's licenses, our ID cards, our K through 12 grade school children's cards, library cards, and government benefit cards. But we're not telling you you can't use it as you pay the toll, as you run down the highway, if that's what you choose. We don't have an opinion on that. We're not saying that that's a bad thing and that you can't do it.
And, of course, isn't this what they utilize, for instance, for going through toll roads?
It is.
You know, so that you don't have to stand in line to pay. You just go around and they will read the card that is dangling from your mirror or something like that?
It is. In California, it's called Fast Track. And that so-called secure system has been breached as in 2005 because those chips can be cracked, meaning people can get into the information. Those chips can also be cloned, again, without any contact. And also, it's been recently shown by European researchers, and I believe even some American researchers, that it's possible to infect these RFID chips with viruses.
So what would that do then?
Well, imagine, say, an airport that was using it for luggage. You could have a virus put in one piece of luggage. It gets into the main computer mainframe, and then that spread from other pieces of luggage as it goes to other airports. Within a matter of a couple hours, it could be a huge, huge problem in multiple countries because we travel.
Sure. Well, of course, all of these things then have, you know, have like a two-edged sword. One certainly can make it very, very convenient for tracking luggage, and the other, of course, could make it a nightmare for tracking luggage.
It was developed originally to track inventory, and for the most part, they're saying it's going to be the new barcode, mm-hmm. But there are serious privacy implications that are coming about. And that when you're talking about tracking a crate of digital cameras, the security issues aren't the same as tracking people. And we believe that it shouldn't be used in this manner without any security precautions. Now, maybe for some employer, if they want to have this identification device in their employees' badges, we think that there needs to be some safeguards for those people. Because it is shown not to be a secure system, that it does have flaws.
Well, now, what is the technology that is used in the chips that they're implanting? And they plan to implant chips in every domestic animal in the United States. There's federal legislation to that effect. One of my friends has a herd of geese, and every goose is going to have a chip inserted in them. Is that an RFID and a variant of it?
It is a glass encapsulated RFID chip that is a little larger than a grain of rice. And I have heard of this National Animal Identification System, and they have plans to track every farm animal, even if you had a small farm and had two geese. I've been reading up on that, too, but it's the same technology. And some people have actually even put it in themselves, amazingly. This is detailed at great length in a book that I think your public might find very helpful called Spy Chips.
Oh, we actually carry the book. So if any of our listeners would like to get Spy Chip, we've certainly interviewed both Liz McIntyre and Catherine Albrecht, and we carry their book. No, I think that's so important that people understand what this is really all about. And so basically this technology, of course, they can justify it. You know, we'll just put it in every child when they're born. That way you're not going to get the wrong child out of the nursery, you know, or if your child is kidnapped, why, you know, we can begin checking, and we'll be able to get your child back for you.
Well, I, as a mother, have an especially strong objection to my child being tracked and monitored that way. And when they sell it as a safety purpose, I say that they're selling false security, because as a parent, my job is to prevent harm from coming to my child, not react after it's happened.
Right.
And putting a chip in them does not prevent somebody from kidnapping them, as your emphasis should be on. It only might aid in finding a body afterwards.
And I agree with you totally. But the thing is that they will convince so many trusting people that we're from the government and we're here to help. And, of course, I mean, there's programs on the farm animals. And, you know, of course, you could see maybe, they say we don't have to brand the cattle and this inhumane process of branding them. We'll just put a chip in the cattle, and that way we can monitor them, and nobody can steal your cow. And so they always have the excuse, but it should be so obvious that there really is a diabolical agenda behind this. Don't you feel?
I think it would make somebody who had diabolical plans, I think it would make their plans easy. I'm not saying that in the beginning, you know, people who have developed this technology had evil plans, but in the wrong hands, this would be amazingly efficient at tracking people. It could be a certain race. It could be a certain religion. We brought up concerns when we heard that the State Department wanted to put this in passports. Obviously, the United States has enemies worldwide, and somebody, be it military or just be it a tourist, or maybe even somebody who married somebody from that other country, could be picked off by somebody when they stepped off the plane just because they were an American, even though they weren't broadcasting that by wearing, you know, American clothes and, you know, hey, I'm from Cincinnati, their passport would broadcast that to anybody who decided they wanted to pick off the Americans that got off that plane.
Sure. But in Hitler's Germany, the Jews had to wear a big yellow star. The Christians won't have to wear any sort of identification. It'll be in that little chip that we carry. It'll be in our passport or our ID card or perhaps just injected in us. Who knows? But what a wonderful means for tracking and controlling the population. And there really are people who look at the world that way.
Yes.
And so anyway, what sort of success do you think you're going to get as far as the legislation? Is it going to get through?
Well, you know, I was originally disappointed last year when we didn't pass our bill in 2005 before the end of session. But since then, by the time session has come back in this year in 2006, there have been many more developments worldwide how this information is not secure. Like I said, the recent European researchers who showed how you can infect RFID chips with viruses, and the VeriChip, the FDA approved for implantation in humans if they choose to. It's been skimmed and cloned. And then the Dutch passport's being cracked in about 2 hours, I am if told, in 2006 of this year. So I think that further strengthens our argument that this technology should be timed out on government-issued IDs in the state of California until more research can be done by independent researchers showing the flaws or if there are safety programs or safety concerns that are unfounded, those would be shown. But so far, it's not looking good that these are secure devices, and the evidence is mounting that this is not a good idea to put on everybody's IDs and then go, whoops, wow, it's trackable, it's crackable, it's clonable, and somebody could have a huge identity theft problem all because of the readers being out there.
And somebody then would know exactly where you were every moment of the time. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Are we moving towards George Orwell's World of 1984?
Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
The Worldwide First Annual Ten Commandments Weekend is the first weekend in May, and you're invited to attend and participate in local events. You'll hear talented musicians and dynamic presentations on all Ten Commandments. Plus, you'll meet many friendly people who share your interests. You'll get a free book called Ten Commandments Twice Removed. There'll be a free gospel concert and free lunch. Bring your family and friends and join us Saturday, May the 6th from 11 till 2 p.m. outside the Johnstown Seventh-day Adventist Church at 1005 Southwest 1st Street in Johnstown.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Michelle Tatro. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number 970-689-8255. We're talking about the RFID technology, and of course they want to use this to track every one of you in the audience, every one of your children, every one of your animals, even the underwear that you're wearing. And the ultimate goal is to have these things on literally everything. Oh, it'll be so easy, to go shopping. In fact, I don't know how many of you remember when they told us exactly what they intend. It was an advertisement that was run repeatedly on television. It showed a fellow in a store wearing a big, heavy coat. And as he walked up and down the aisles, he would look to make sure nobody was watching. He'd rip open his coat, had multiple pockets on the inside, grab something off the shelf, and stuff it in, and you knew he was a shoplifter. I mean, it was obvious as he walked up and down the aisles. And then of course, as he began to leave the store without going to the check stand, somebody runs up and says, "Sir, sir," and he turns around, looks frightened, and the clerk says, "Here's your receipt, sir." And obviously, of course, everything has been checked, everything has been recorded. He's just getting his receipt because everything has been recorded to his card. And you see, this is what they're planning. It was such a beautiful example of it. It was put on by IBM. Why did they run it? Why, of course, they laugh at you. They know what they're doing. They're telling you what they're doing, but the average individual is incapable of grasping the significance of what's happening today electronically. And as all privacy, and with that, all freedom and liberty will soon be simply a remembrance of things past. Do we have a caller? I thought I heard the beep. I guess we don't have a caller. Well, Michelle, you know, I don't know. Did you ever see that advertisement on television?
I did, and that was an example used in a recent paper by the European researchers from the University of Amsterdam. They made that clear, that situation where the grocery store uses the RFID on all the items, and that somebody could purchase something, if they were just a prankster, take home their jar of peanut butter, infect it with an RFID virus in the tag, and then bring it back to the store and completely bring down the whole computer system, or change prices so it would benefit them the next time they went to the store. Now suddenly that jar of peanut butter isn't the normal price. It's at a huge discount.
Well, you know, I mean, the technology can be used for good, but can we really trust anybody with this power over our lives? I hear the beep in the background. Do we have a caller?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jim in Colorado.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Boy, what a system, eh?
I think
this whole system, the government should be our inventory. That way we can account for what they're doing. And so that we should just chip all of our elected so-called representatives and government officials, and then we need to have a completely unbiased citizen review board, and we'll find out how accountable they are and where they go and what they do in secret and all that kind of stuff.
Well, believe me, we have a two-tiered system, sure. One for us common folks and the other for the elite.
Sure.
I'd like to have a special pension fund for them. They don't have Social Security. They have special health care benefits. They don't have to go to HMOs.
Well, we certainly don't want to be their inventory, do we?
No. And so I think that we ought to just do away with the whole system. I share Michelle's concern. Did you have a question?
No, that was just a couple comments.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And again, our number 970-689-8255. And, the thing is that the average individual really can't believe that this could be used against us. What sort of response did you get from the other parents? Were a lot of the other parents really concerned about this, Michelle?
Initially, when we were looking to get it out of our school, we did have a group of about 12 or 13 other families, husbands and wives, who did join.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Go ahead, Michelle. Let's hope that they don't come back on again. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, we did have a small coalition who did help us, and these other parents came at this with different concerns. A lot of us were concerned with the privacy, and some of us were concerned with the health impacts of children being exposed to high levels of electricity. As the reader would send out the signal and then the tag, the RFID chip on the children would respond, and so some parents brought up concerns about those electromagnetic fields. But in general, we just saw this as creating another problem and not solving the so-called problems that it was supposed to solve.
Well, what about the electronic field? What actually happens, and what is the effect of a magnet on this? And what would be the effect be if you had one of these chips in you and you had a CAT scan or a MRI, things of that sort? I mean, how much of an electronic field does this create? And has anybody investigated the potential danger? Certainly, we know that cell phones will actually change the DNA of, when you use them excessively.
Not in the medical field myself, but from what I have read, those are definitely valid concerns. They want to tout that if you put this Verichip in you and you were unconscious, that when you arrived at the emergency room, that they would be able to find out all sorts of things about you that you couldn't tell them if you weren't awake. But you would have to mark where that Verichip was, you know, like an X marks a spot, hey, look here. And also, if this wasn't identified that was in your body, there could be consequences for having something called an MRI that is the, like a magnetic X-ray. They would want to know if you have metal chips in your body. And so there is definitely concern about having implantable chips in you, and health concerns that people haven't answered yet. And I think people should take a much slower approach before they allow themselves to be chipped in this manner.
Well, I think that there's going to be a tremendous pressure to do this. I believe that there's a master agenda, and it may be that a lot of the people who are really involved and even in favor of it, you know, are not bad people, as they think it's expedient. But believe me, there are wicked people out there who would use this for their own purposes, own goals. And I think that everybody in the listening audience should be concerned. They should learn as much as they can about it. And I certainly concur with Michelle that one of the best sources of information is Liz McIntyre, Catherine Albrecht's book, The Spy Chip. And we have a number of interviews with them as they have been on the front lines of this battle to try to let the American people know what is really going on behind the scenes. And if it were not for people like Michelle and Liz and Catherine, why, the average American would have no idea what's going on. There's so many things that really are going on that are going to impact on our freedom and are going to lead us into this world of 1984 where everything is monitored. They'll know when you go to the bathroom. It's only a matter of time before we have the video cameras in the bathrooms. They're in the schools now. In fact, they're on the highways now. They're on our streets all across America. A little town up in Alaska with, you know, 60 or 80 people. I think it has a half a dozen video cameras monitoring everybody and everything. And you wonder why. What sort of madness is this? It's all being funded with your tax money. So we can protect you, because we're from the government, and you know why we're here. We'll be right back in just a moment. And give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Doug here. Our guest this morning, Michelle Tetreault. Do you have a web page or anything you'd like to put out where people could get in touch with you?
I don't personally have a web page, but I would refer them to the Spy Chips web page, www.spychips.com. And that they can find out a lot of information about RFID from that. They can join a newsletter that Catherine and Liz put out about the latest that's coming out about RFID.
And certainly Catherine and Liz are on the front lines of this battle, trying to make the American people aware, that the pressure is on. Many of the large corporations want to include this in everything they produce, whether it be Michelin tires or whether it would be your computer. You'll just have a nice little chip on your computer. Now, right now it's on the boxes. Are they putting them on any items in Walmart that we know so far?
The latest I've heard is that it was actually coming home on people's Hewlett-Packard computers that they could purchase from Walmart. It wasn't just on the shipment boxes that come to Walmart from the suppliers, but it was actually coming home to people who purchased this product. And, again, you could find out detailed information about that from the Spy Chips website.
So they do it just a little at a time, you know. First,
yes,
it's on the box, and then it's on the product, and and then it'll be sewn in the hem of your underwear. But Levi apparently has actually inserted them on the label on their jeans, something of that sort.
I was hearing that despite objections from consumer agencies and that previous promise that this wouldn't happen, that they have a program at one store in the United States, which they refused to decline. I urge consumers to be wary in your schools. Watch for what's going on with your children. You know, a simple ID card, I never had a clue that it could contain this. It just never even dawned on me in our small rural town that we would need to be electronically monitored in such a fashion, or that our children would be. And you need to be a savvy consumer and aware of what you're bringing home from your stores, because you can throw it away and then somebody could literally drive down the street with a scanner and not even get out and go through your trash. They could scan it through your trash can.
Well, the thing is that for the average individual out there, they cannot believe that we could be moving into this sort of regulated, regimented world that is coming. Most people just want to be left alone. You know, leave me alone. I want to live my life. I want to enjoy it. But they don't understand.
New Hampshire, they got a head start on us by a couple of years in this effort, and we have since been collaborating. But it does seem to make sense that that's the way they would go, because they want to put it in the passports, so that would be a logical assumption.
I really think that this is one of their plans. And then certainly they would like, of course, to have this done with everything. And the amazing thing is, they have the ability to do this. I mean, they can have a separate number for every item. And we're talking about literally hundreds of billions, if not trillions, of items. And yet, they have the capacity through this amazing technology. And really, the scanners are not that expensive, are they?
No, my research showed initially when we found out what was in our child's badge that for maybe $400 to $500 that someone could build or buy an RFID reader off the Internet, and that reader, no matter who made it, could read any brand of chips. So it was very interoperable. It doesn't have to be an exclusive chip to a certain type of reader.
So the technology is there. Anybody can try. I mean, certainly, even now, even in your cell phone, even if you have your cell phone turned off, there's a chip in there, and they can locate that. And, of course, increasingly, the cars are equipped with a means by which they can be tracked. And we're moving towards the world of 1984, and most people have no idea, because we're so busy living our lives, we can't be concerned. Well, Michelle, I want to really thank you so very, very much for being our guest this morning, and hopefully, we can get your message out to all of our various audiences.
Thank you for your interest in this and helping to spread the word that people need to be aware of this in what's in their clothing, what's in their identification, and the erosion of their civil liberties that they can just be stalked and tracked, could even be by the government if this is what we allow.
Amen to that. God bless you. I appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Please keep us advised. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And I don't know how many of you out there have seen the motion picture, Enemy of the State, with Will Smith. But it was, it's, if you haven't seen it, get it and watch it. And you sort of make fun, you know, it's all, oh, that could never happen. Believe me, there is organized evil in the world today. In fact, those forces of evil are more prevalent here in the United States than any other place in the world. Because those of you who, of course, listen to our programs or watch the material we have or seen the video, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and it is available both in video and in DVD now. Why, you'll begin to realize that when America was founded as a Christian nation, these demonic, truly demonically inspired forces working through the secret societies such as the Rosicrucians were here. They were intent upon taking over America so they could use one day in the future, in the long-distant future, the military and financial power of this nation to bring about this one world order. The Novo Ordo Seclorum, described on the back of your dollar bill. We'll be right back here to wrap up this morning's program. Here.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and...
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, this is the time when I would like to just mention that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the audience, we hope many of you will give a serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us. It's 5 hours a day on 4 different networks. We reach out across America, and we have a unique opportunity to educate people about the spiritual battle that is being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. And the trouble is most people don't even know the battle is going on. So if you can like to, you can listen to our programs on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com 5 hours a day. One of those hours is right here, and we have people all across the country who are listening on their servers. And then, of course, we have 5 hours a day somewhere on radio and 4 hours a day on shortwave and 9 hours a day now on satellite. We're on a number of different satellites. But believe me, it's an expensive proposition to do what we do, but we feel it's important. We feel we have to reach as many people as we can in the time God's given us. And if you'd like to be part of our team, we'd love to have you on board. And you can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our 4 best tapes or CDs every month, and then you get our newsletter as well. And we try through those newsletters to let you understand what's going on. Now, you know, some people, quite frankly, can't afford to join the Radio Liberty family or subscribe. So the newsletters are posted on the Internet. They're there just a couple of days after we send them out, and we invite you to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down the newsletters and read them and copy them and distribute them. And some are better than others. Of course, when I finish them, I like to think each one is the best we've ever done. In fact, I think that the last one, which gets into the background of the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. It's really one of the most revealing we've ever done. In fact, that was the term, the angel that rides in the whirlwind, that President Bush used in ending his first speech. He talked about when John Page wrote to Thomas Jefferson, you know, shortly after the Declaration of Independence was written, and said, you know, we know that the race is not necessary to the swift, nor the battle to the brave, but do you not think that an angel rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? And then, after putting that out, President Bush concluded his first inaugural address with a secret message for the depths of secret societies by saying, yes, the angel does ride in the whirlwind and is directing this storm. Is, right now, not in the past, the angel is directing this storm. What is he talking about? Well, it's a coded message, and you'll certainly want to get our April newsletter and find out what he is talking about. It's so vitally important you understand that we're certainly... The inaugural addresses have been used to disseminate secret messages to the adepts. For instance, the first address, he said it, he laid it right out, what his agenda is, where he said, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the ancient hope that's meant to be fulfilled? Why, the new order of the ages. And what's the New Order of the Ages? Go to your Google. Google in New Order of the Ages, and it comes up, Novus Ordoris Seclorum. The coded message on the back of the dollar bill beneath the pyramid. There, a cap by the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The worldwide first annual Ten Commandments weekend is the first weekend in May, and you're invited to attend and participate in local events. You'll hear talented musicians and dynamic presentations on all Ten Commandments. Plus, you'll meet many friendly people who share your interests. You'll get a free book called Ten Commandments Twice Removed. There'll be a free gospel concert and free lunch. Bring your family and friends and join us Saturday, May the 6th from 11 till 2 p.m. outside the Johnstown Seventh-day Adventist Church at 1005 Southwest 1st Street in Johnstown.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this